Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
The Hooters bring this back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, whether you're excited or frightened about something, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Chester Elton has deposited with us over the last several years. Coming up on, let's see, what's that, 7 years. Coming up on 7 years as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, Chester Elton is. He and his co-author, Adrian Gostick, have written a number of books, including The Orange Revolution, including All In, which is, that's the new one, right, Chester?
Yep, that's our latest and greatest.
I love it. I love the title because that's the way small businesses are. We're all in. Chester, we're talking about the soft side of leadership. Some of the things that are not as likely to be in the books, in the management books, things that are less likely to be. If you're a manager managing people, but you have a manager, for example, things that your manager is less likely to be demanding of you. And you know, one of the things, Chester, that I wanted to get your opinion on, that I think may contribute to helping people focus on the soft parts of leadership is the 360 evaluation. Is that helping to point out to people how they come across to different folks? What do you think?
Oh, no question. I think as a leader, the more feedback you can get, the better off you're going to be.
Tell the audience what that is.
Well, what it is it's a survey that goes out to people that work with and for you. And the 360 is a total view, you know, the complete circle of
your peers, your people who work above you and below you, so to speak.
Right, and I've even seen it where they've included, you know, suppliers and vendors and whatnot, I think is also very helpful. And it's the 360 view. It's your habits, it's the way people perceive you, and generally speaking, what you do is you fill one out as well. And what they do is they look at the gap. Mm-hmm. You know, your perception of yourself is usually different than how other people perceive you, and it gives you a great little roadmap as to areas where, you know, you may think you're pretty strong but need some improvement, and areas where maybe you didn't think you were so strong but get high marks.
Well, you know, the boss calls you in, does your review, and says, okay, Chester, you've done a great job with the numbers. You've done everything we've asked you to do, but it turns out you're a jerk.
Yeah, your people hate you.
Yeah, and you know, you've got you're creating lots of good numbers for us, but you got one number here that we don't like, and that's the attrition in your operation, or the loss of employees in your operation.
Well, and that's the thing. People don't tend to stay with the jerk for very long, and turnover is an expensive proposition. You know, Harvard Business Review came out with an interesting study just recently about what the ratio of positive to negative language in the workplace should be to have a positive workplace. Now, you know, Tom Haskett did this really cool 11-year study about, you know, return on equity and stock growth and so on in positive workplace environments, and the numbers are extraordinary. I mean, you know, triple digits. So here's what I found was really interesting. You know, we talk about the hard stuff, which is the mechanical stuff, or that's what we say it is. Well, managers that check things off, right, there is this positive to negative ratio. So in other words, managers tend to look for things that are going wrong and correct them. Mm-hmm. So they're very corrective. You know, the soft side leaderships or the personal leaderships tend to also see things that are going right and praise and recognize them. So Harvard went and said, well, what's the ideal ratio? Well, it's 5.6. I don't know how you get to the 5.6, by the way, but it's 5.6 to 1, positive to negative. Now, you'll get a kick out of this, Jim. So I'm doing this workshop with a bunch of leaders, and they said, what do you think the ratio should be? And one manager puts up their hand and says, I think it's 1-to-1. That's balance. You know, that's for every compliment and criticism. Yeah. And so I said, well, that's interesting. Try that at home. You know, next time your wife and you get dressed for a nice night out and she comes out and says, honey, how do I look? You say this. You say, that's a great dress. I love the color, but it does make you look fat. See, that's balance, right, Jim? That's one positive comment, one negative. Well, you know, your odds of going to dinner just disappear.
That's right? exactly
in fact,
right.
Your odds of sleeping in your own bed.
I hope
just
you
disappear.
Like. Hope you like spam.
Exactly. So here's the point. There's a great leader, and I may have told you this story before, but I think it bears repeating. There's a great manager that works for Ava's Budget Group in Dallas, and his name's Carlos Aguilera, and he is literally beloved of his people. And he's got the best numbers everywhere. He's got low attrition. He's got high value. He's got high customer service. He's got great, you know, profit numbers. And as I was interviewing him, I said, you know, Carlos, I know you do a lot of things with your people to engage him. But if there was one thing that you wanted me to share with other managers about how you've created this ridiculously positive workplace, what would it be? And he said, 10 pennies. Hmm. He said, I put 10 pennies in my left pocket every day. And my goal is to have 10 positive interactions with my people every day. Hmm. And every time that happens, I move a penny from one pocket to the next. Well, I got to thinking about that 5-to-1 ratio, and I thought, you know, you can't have every day can't be full of just positive experiences. Right. My guess is a couple times a day, he's got to pull somebody aside and say, by the way, you know, you need to do this differently.
Step up the game.
Right, but think about it. If he's having 10 positive interactions a day and 2 corrective, mm-hmm. he's still creating this incredibly positive workplace. Now, the best part about Carlos is, so Avis expands to Europe, right, buys all their franchises.
Right.
They've got to, you know, inculcate their culture in Spain.
Right.
Who do they send? They send Carlos.
Right.
I mean,
It's a great story. Chester, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. What a great discussion we've had about the softer side of the power. Not just the value, but the power of the soft side of leadership. Thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called All In. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.